East Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Police in the Eastern Cape are investigating cases of murder and negligence after a 7-year-old boy was shot and killed, allegedly by his 8-year-old cousin. The child is said to have found the gun in his father's bedroom at their home in Mqanduli yesterday. They say a shot went off, hitting the younger boy who was nearby. The father faces charges of failing to save a firearm. He was released on warning and was due to appear in the local court today. His son is being seen by social workers. In Durban, a person's been killed at a car wash in Phoenix in an apparent hit. It's believed the gunman approached the victim while he was seated and opened fire earlier today. KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu says community members rushed to help to try and save him.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP, it was established that a shooting incident had occurred and the victim was rushed privately to a medical facility. It's confirmed that the person was dead on arrival, unfortunately due to the extent of the injuries.
The search for a 71-year-old German tourist who went missing in northern KZN has been called off while police search for other leads that could help find her. Elaine McSorley was last seen on Saturday after going hiking with her husband to the Mkuze Dam. It's understood the 81-year-old man left her on the trail at some point and turned back. The woman is believed to have continued alone but didn't return from the walk. Officials have found a map she had been using near the hotel. Yesterday, a search and rescue team from IPSS Medical Rescue was called in to help. Spokesperson Samantha Merrick says the search was called off earlier today. She says a large search party has been involved.
The amount of people, both from the local community and private companies, there's been fixed-wing aircraft, there's been helicopters, there's been drones, an immense amount of guides, security personnel, the SAP search and rescue dogs. So it has been a thorough search. The path that we're walking on was actually a farm road, so it wasn't any narrow paths or any difficult terrain per se. On the map, it was well marked out. Reports are that she did become lost. She did ask for directions. At this stage, though, we've searched the entire route.
And a general strike across Italy in support of the Gaza aid flotilla has disrupted trains and port traffic, causing chaos for commuters. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets to condemn what they're saying is the treatment of the global Sumud flotilla that sailed to challenge Israel's blockade of Gaza. The UN has reported famine conditions there after nearly 2 years of war. The Italian strike follows demonstrations in cities across the world, including in Johannesburg and Cape Town. In Rome, some 10,000 people are said to have marched from the Colosseum. Durban and Richards Bay 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. England have beaten the Proteas women by 10 wickets in their World Cup opener. Cole Palmer won't be fit for Chelsea's clash with Liverpool tomorrow. And it is a year-defining day tomorrow when the Springboks take on Argentina at Twickenham.